Johnston was an airplane mechanic gunner in the Army Air Corps from 1942 to 1945 and spent his last 15 months as a prisoner of war. Congressman Kevin Cramer.
On January 30th, 1944, Roberts' airplane was shot down flying over enemy territory. He was forced to parachute out of the plane, where he was then captured by German soldiers. According to Robert, anyway, he didn't have any parachute training, and his landing would ultimately injure his right shoulder. He was sent to a POW camp in East Prussia and then ultimately to Germany, where he would steal a German officer's car and escape back to Allied territory, but not until he spent 15 months in a German prisoner of war camp.
Johnston's grandson, Levi Otis of Fargo, says while he was a prisoner, his grandfather ate nothing but slop even nearby pigs wouldn't eat. He says sometimes soldiers were executed on the spot just to make sure no one tried to escape. He says eventually his grandfather was able to steal a German officer's car and escape into Allied territory. Otis says his grandfather's service records were believed to be destroyed in a fire in the early 1970s, and Johnston passed away from cancer in 1996. Otis says this year he spoke with Congressman Cramer and his staff about the research he'd already done trying to track down those lost records.
They said, well, that fire may have destroyed everything, but we didn't throw it away. We as the people of the United States, and we've been spending a lot of money trying to recover those documents. And so he said it might be a long shot, but have your grandma sign here and we'll get on it.
Otis says he got the call just before Thanksgiving that the records were found. Cramer gave the medals, records, and a flag flown over the U.S. Capitol to Johnston's widow, Lila.
One is the Air Medal and Oak Leaf Cluster, Bronze Large, the POW Medal, a Good Conduct Medal, the European African Middle Eastern Campaign Medal and Bronze Star, and World War II Victory Medal and Honorable Service Lapel Button.
Otis says he hopes the story of his grandfather helps inspire other families to investigate their own stories, as well as offer hope to other veterans.
I think if we would have understood PTSD back then, there wouldn't have been as many dark days as maybe there were. And I think everybody in our family is just looking forward to maybe part of our story can help somebody else in the future that they don't have to go it alone.
For Prairie Public, I'm Danielle Webster.